Last night, New York experienced record flooding on our streets and in our subways, triggering historic flash flood emergencies. The remnants from Hurricane Ida interacted with a frontal system and unleashed record amounts of rain quickly, very, very quickly. Vinny Sapienza is commissioner of New York City's Department of Environmental Protection.
Rainfall rates were really extraordinary and far exceeded the capacity of the system. Anything over 2 inches an hour, we're going to have trouble with.
Sapienza says the storm a few weeks ago with the remnants of Henri was about the same total amount of rainfall, but the storm last night fell within a really short window, a few hours. He said that was the big difference. Police in New York City reported at least 9 deaths as basement apartments suddenly filled with water and freeways and boulevards turned into rivers. Sapienza stood with New York officials in Jamaica, Queens. There, 3 people died during flooding in their home. Representative Gregory Meeks from southeastern Queens delivered his condolences to residents.
This is absolutely devastating, and my heart reaches out to each and every one on this block and in this family. A mother, a son, gone from us because of climate change and these record storms. Storms that were once in 500 years, I'm told. Now that we've got to look at them to be storms that come in a regular manner.
Queens Borough President Donovan Richard says if we don't address climate change, we will continue to lose lives in Queens and across the country. He says we don't have to look any further than Louisiana to see what also happened there. And he has a message for homeowners.
Please document all of your losses. I've spoken to some homeowners here. Put a claim in with the comptroller as well as with your insurance companies as well. I know that a lot of residents struggle with flood insurance, but these are some key things to do. I'm also asking companies to allow their workers to work remote on today. And if you're not an essential worker, to really stay off of the roads as well. For the neighborhoods of Whitestone, College Point, and parts of Flushing, Lefrak, I want you to know that we are here. I've asked the governor on today for assistance to our small businesses and to our homeowners as well. And she's given her stamp of approval on all of those things. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. We are not out of the woods. Queens needs to see much more infrastructure investment. We cannot wait until tomorrow. We need it today. These lives could have been saved if we had investment that we sorely needed a long time ago.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul agrees.
And that means we have to continue investments in infrastructure, working in partnership with our federal government and support from Senator Schumer and President Biden, who are working so hard to get the infrastructure dollars back to our states so we can build this up, working in partnership with the mayor and other officials to work collaboratively and get this done so we can take care of the drainage shortcomings in our streets. Because when the streets get flooded, what happens next? The water rushes down, not just through the highways, but also finds its way to penetrate our subway system. And as a result, what happened yesterday, trains were shut down, people were stranded. The fear that they must have experienced when this occurred, I cannot imagine. And I don't want this to happen again.
The governor says state police and rescue teams had to rescue more than 100 people in Rockland County and Westchester alone. And she gives a shout out to all the workers involved last night.
Our transit workers are heroes, especially all the bus operators who had to be deployed to literally take people from stations to where they needed to go. So it was an extraordinary rescue operation just a few short hours ago. President Biden called, offered any assistance. He repeated any assistance that the state of New York needs. I told him we'll take him up on that. And what happens next, we'll be doing on-the-ground assessments of the damage with the FEMA teams, our local partners, and making sure we get a true accounting of the loss. But he promised that he'll guarantee, he said, I guaranteed you, I will approve any declaration you need, emergency declaration, so we can get the money flowing to New York, to our municipalities, to our cities, to our citizens, the businesses affected, and certainly to the homeowners. And also with respect to the homeowners who've experienced the flooding in their own basements, I've directed the Department of Financial Services, to be in contact immediately with our insurance providers so they get people on the ground. Show up in these neighborhoods, get your claims adjusters, let them start filing to get reimbursed for the damages. We have mobile units on the ground to this end as well.
The New York governor said before, we worried about the coastal areas. Now it's what's happening in the streets, the drainage systems, and resiliency that needs to be enhanced. Because of climate change, we have to be prepared to deal with this kind of storm regularity. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.